Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, September 30th. You'll be interested to know. 97 years ago, today, in 1927, Babe Ruth, a Hall of Fame baseball player, became the first player to hit 60 home runs in a single season, which was an extraordinary achievement. His remarkable record stood for 34 years, until Roger Maris hit 61 home runs in 1961. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today, with a high near 68 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low of 56 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be just after 10:30, with the low tide just after 4:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies through Wednesday, with highs around 66 to 67 degrees and light northeast to east winds. By Thursday, enjoy mostly sunny weather, warming up to 72 degrees. A slight chance of rain showers arrives late Friday night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, lead paint chips continue to fall from the Tobin Bridge, which spans the Mystic River between Boston and Chelsea. However, the years-long repainting project is causing significant noise pollution, prompting the state to distribute white noise machines to local residents. Noise levels from dust collectors have been measured at over 100 decibels, comparable to a jackhammer, leading residents to describe the sound as unbearable. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation will give away supplies, including white noise machines, air conditioning units, air purifiers, and vacuum cleaners, from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon on Chestnut Street. Now on to sports. In a thrilling SEC opener, 4th-ranked Alabama defeated 2nd-ranked Georgia 41-34. Jalen Milroe led Alabama with 4 touchdowns, including a game-winning 75-yard pass to Ryan Williams late in the fourth quarter. Georgia's Carson Beck threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another, keeping the Bulldogs competitive throughout. Alabama's defense held strong against Georgia's final surge, sealing the victory. The win improves Alabama to 4-0, while Georgia drops to 3-1. This exciting matchup showcased both teams' high-powered offenses and sets the stage for a competitive SEC season. On Sunday Night Football, the Baltimore Ravens dismantled the previously unbeaten Buffalo Bills, winning 35-10. Derrick Henry ran for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns, while Lamar Jackson threw for 3 more. The Ravens' defense held Buffalo to just 236 yards, as Baltimore improved to 2-2, dropping the Bills to 3-1. Tonight on Monday Night Football, we get another doubleheader as the Tennessee Titans face the Miami Dolphins, and the Seattle Seahawks battle the Detroit Lions. In local sports, the Patriots dropped to 1-3 after a tough 30-13 loss to the 49ers in Santa Clara. Jacoby Brissett threw for 216 yards and a touchdown, but the Pats' offense struggled with 3 turnovers. Fred Warner's early pick six put San Francisco in control, and the Pats couldn't recover. The ground game was limited, and red zone opportunities fell short. Looking ahead, the Patriots will return home to face the Dolphins next Sunday at 1. Meanwhile, Boston College pulled off a thrilling 21-20 win over Western Kentucky, with backup quarterback Grayson James leading a fourth-quarter comeback. James hit Jaron Bradley for an 8-yard touchdown to seal the victory, improving the Eagles to 4-1. Next, they travel to face Virginia this Saturday for a noon kickoff at Scott Stadium. In baseball, the Red Sox closed out their season with a 3-1 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. Vaughn Grissom's RBI double and Nick Pivetta's strong pitching secured the victory. This marked Joe Castiglione's final game in the booth as he retires after 40 years. Boston finished third in the AL East with an 81-81 record, missing the playoffs for the second straight year, leaving fans hopeful for improvements next season. In top news, a homeowner in Corbeil-Essonnes, France, had a shocking experience while renovating his basement when he stumbled upon a skeleton. This unexpected discovery led archaeologists to excavate the four-room cellar, ultimately revealing a total of 38 skeletons and 10 plaster sarcophagi. The site is believed to date back over 1,500 years, indicating it was once a cemetery. Interestingly, this neighborhood is known for its macabre discoveries, making this find all the more intriguing. Talk about an unexpected turn in a home improvement project. In business news, Warby Parker co-founder Dave Gilbo attributes his company's success, valued at $1.8 billion, to a simple principle, being nice guys. The inspiration struck during a backpacking trip in northern Thailand, where he lost his glasses. Upon returning to Wharton Business School in 2008, Gilbo discovered replacing them would cost $700, far more than the $200 iPhone. This prompted him and his fellow classmates, Neil Blumenthal, Jeff Rader, and Andy Hunt, to create a company that sells glasses directly to consumers, removing frustrating retail markups and making eyewear more accessible. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $65,800. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $160. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The era of touchscreens may be winding down as companies rediscover the appeal of physical controls. After nearly two decades of pushing touchable displays, product designers are reintroducing buttons, knobs, and sliders in vehicles, appliances, and personal electronics. In the automotive industry, manufacturers like Kia, BMW, and Volkswagen are moving away from Tesla's touchscreen-centric designs, favoring tactile controls instead. This trend is not limited to cars. It extends to e-readers and induction stoves. Notably, Apple has embraced this movement, adding an action button to its new iPhone 16 models, signaling a shift back to user-friendly designs. And in entertainment news, in the upcoming film Wolves, George Clooney and Brad Pitt team up as two fixers, navigating a chaotic situation in a luxury hotel suite. Directed by John Watts, this comedy features Clooney as a mysterious fixer who swiftly tackles unsolvable problems, while Pitt's character remains unnamed, adding to the intrigue. The film relies on a somewhat flimsy premise, pushing these two cool characters into a buddy comedy dynamic. Wolfs premiered in theaters last week before launching on Apple TV+, promising an entertaining, if unconventional, double act from these Hollywood icons. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Chinese philosopher Confucius. And Confucius said, "It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.